I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are holding a summit in the Finnish capital Helsinki today in their first standalone meeting since Trump took office in 2017. It follows Trump's controversial attendance at the NATO summit in Brussels and his weekend visit to Britain. Just before he departed for Helsinki, Trump described the European Union as a foe on trade, saying European countries were taking advantage of the US and not paying their NATO bills. Catholic bishops in Nicaragua are calling for calm after a weekend of deadly violence that saw a group of protesters besieged in a church. The incident occurred when pro-government forces began firing on student protesters, forcing them to retreat into the church. One student was shot dead during the incident. More than 300 people have died during months of anti-government protests, with people demanding the resignation of President Daniel Ortega. Italy will allow 450 migrants who were picked up from an overcrowded boat on Saturday to disembark in Sicily. The decision was taken after Italy engaged in a dispute with Malta, saying they should accept the ship. Italy has now announced that France, Germany, Malta, Portugal and Spain have each agreed to take 50 migrants. It's the latest dispute after Italy's new government toughened its policies in an effort to stem the number of migrants arriving on its shores. A deadly wildfire near Yosemite National Park in California has quadrupled in size, as fire officials say hot conditions remain a concern as they continue to fight the blaze. The Ferguson fire has scorched thousands of acres of brush and is causing smoky conditions in the heavily trafficked Yosemite area. The park is still open, but people are being urged to avoid one of the entrances. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.